WBZ H 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Applying the brakes to the Trump-Musk mass firings of federal probationary workers. A federal judge in San Francisco, he says that the actions are likely unlawful, granting a temporary stop to a coalition of labor unions and others who sued. More on the police investigation into the discovery of the bodies of Gene Hackman and his wife at their home in New Mexico. ABC's Alex Stone.
There was no gas in there, but because it appears that they had been dead for a very long time, it could have been weeks, it could have been months, that with that front door open, that then the gas could have gone out the front door. The one dog died in the kennel. There were two other dogs, but they were free, coming and going from a doggy door.
President Trump meets at the White House Friday with Ukrainian President Zelensky. They're expected to sign a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources. Attorney General Pamela Bondi announcing 29 wanted people from Mexico have been taken into U.S. custody. This is ABC News. Two NASA astronauts on a longer-than-expected mission to the International Space Station spoke to ABC's Gio Benitez.
When veteran astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams launched into space, it was supposed to be a week-long mission. Over 8 months later, they're still in space.
We've had a way to get home if we really needed to in an emergency.
Elon Musk, who owns the SpaceX ship that will bring them home, said the two astronauts were left in space by the Biden administration for political reasons.
I'm not sure that that could be the case based on what I know.
They've joined the NASA mission, Crew 9, Nick Hague flying in with room for Butch and Sonny.
New York prison officers have reached an agreement with the state to end a more than two-week strike at state prisons. Members of the officers' union were demanding higher pay, stricter security, and a rollback on prison reforms. Mediators say they reached an agreement. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you weren't already aware, there will be a Shrek 5, and it will have a fresh-faced new star in the cast, according to Deadline.com. Zendaya will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. If you're scoring at home, that means she will play the offspring of Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy will also be back as Donkey. Shrek 5 will be the first film in the franchise to hit theaters since 2010's Shrek Forever. The fifth installment is expected to grace our screens Christmas of 2026. The death of Gene Hackman will most likely be talked about for weeks to come in the entertainment business. Hackman and his wife Betsy were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. Hackman quietly retired from acting in 2004 after appearing in the film Welcome to Mooseport. In a 2009 interview with Empire magazine regarding his retirement, Hackman revealed that the straw that broke the camel's back was his doctor telling him his heart could no longer handle excessive stress. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds here in the overnight with some rain and snow showers around. Upper 20s at daybreak. Winds will be gusty out of the south, but that direction shifts to the north on Friday. A wintry mix of sprinkles and flurries and falling temperatures. Currently 35 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
I'm back from Arizona, but no spring training games, just 4 days in a locked hotel conference room. I might have to vent a little Friday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. He's the host of the brilliant podcast you can find wherever fine podcasts are available. It's titled On the Edge. He has a video blog over on YouTube. You can find him on Blue Sky at itnerphilip.bsky.social, itnerphilip. Phil, welcome back to the program. I understand President Zelensky is on his way to D.C.?
It looks like it. He's scheduled to be there for Friday. I will believe it when I see it, whether or not he signs an agreement with Donald Trump to allow access to rare earth minerals and to kind of contribute to the, you know, the contractor who rebuilds Ukraine. I mean, my concern is that the Trump administration and the Oval will continue to tweak the agreement, and you know,
who knows? I think it's bait and switch. So, I mean, you know, the agreement that Trump has published.
I think there's a distinct possibility.
Yeah, the agreement that Trump has published is not actually an agreement. It's an agreement to follow a document. I forget the name of the document, but something like, you know, the attached schedule or whatever. It's an agreement to follow a timeline and a series of milestones that has not yet been written.
Yeah. Which is why I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
Me too. As I say, I will believe it when I see it.
Yeah. So, you know, I think most of us were unaware. I certainly was until a couple of weeks ago that Ukraine was sitting on, I've heard, anywhere from $1 to $5 trillion worth of rare earth minerals, and that that might even be one of the main reasons Russia invaded. Tell us about this.
Well, it's tricky because it's the materials we're talking about lay mostly in the east of the country, along the actual line of conflict. So how this actually gets done is going to be a big question. There are estimates that vast quantities of metals and material that are suddenly more relevant in our 21st century world, notably, you know, lithium. They went kind of untapped because they weren't relevant to what it is we're doing, where we're talking about batteries, we're talking about, new technologies that use these kind of metals. So it is entirely possible that, yes, they are lying there dormant because they haven't been explored. It is also possible that this, and I have seen, this is not my own thought, but commentary by other people who kind of know this subject matter better, that to develop the actual industry that will be needed to extract these things will in and of itself be a way to kind of, you know, create commerce, or to be a slush fund, or to, you know, the investment will be the return itself before the materials are actually even drawn from the earth. And so there's a, and also in addition to that, you're going to need to rebuild so much of that territory, which is damaged. That will also, who gets those contracts? You know, who's going to, is it going to be American contractors that are going to be rebuilding the infrastructure of the region so that you can extract these metals? Well, then, you know, obviously then we go through a bidding process. Do Donald Trump's buddies get those contracts first and foremost? There's a lot of skepticism about this entire thing, but many Ukrainians are hanging their hopes on it because, quite frankly, they just want the war and the fighting to stop.
Yeah, yeah, I totally get it. What is the status of American weaponry? We had given F-35s or F-16s to Ukraine. 16. F-16s. We've given them all kinds of advanced weapon systems. I'm assuming that we're no longer shipping spare parts and you know, the bombs and bullets and things. At what point is the usefulness of the American weaponry system that the Ukrainians have going to vanish? Or do they have supply chains from within Europe that can make these things useful?
Well, increasingly, they're building their own domestic capability. Mm-hmm. Currently, Ukraine is about at 40% of their own domestic weapons industry. So they can do about 40% of their own needs.
Wow, that's great.
The European,
a lot of that is drones,
European,
right?
A lot of it is drones. But in addition to that, they have their fighting vehicles and, you know, they have their own anti-aircraft systems and things like that. But they, you know, they're worried about the very specific weaponry and weapon systems that the United States has given to them, not least of which because, one, it's now a limited supply if America is now going to be withholding that support. But secondly, it's reliant on a lot of American systems, like, take, for example, the GPS system for targeting, satellite imagery. Having said that, lots of Ukraine, there's a Ukrainian effort to find substitute for this. So like Starlink, for example, if Elon Musk were suddenly to withdraw, you know, Starlink, they're looking at alternatives to that mobile satellite internet system, which they also use for things like drone control and targeting and you know, logistics command and control.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Ukrainians are not without their own agency. But yes, obviously, if America suddenly says, that's it, we're cutting everything off, they're going to be in a hard place. Look, Tom, last night was very, very intense. We got hit really hard here in Kiev. We had a massive attack. And it wasn't Patriot missile systems that we heard. I am used to hearing Patriots. I know what they sound like now. They are clearly, the Ukrainians are clearly reserving the Patriot missiles because they don't know how, you know, the stockpile that they have, when they're going to get a replacement. So they instead used a German system, which is in essence a old-fashioned anti-aircraft, throw a bunch of metal up into the air like flak in World War II to hit drones that are coming in. And that was loud and a completely different sound in the Ukrainian capital. So they're seeking alternatives. They have alternatives that they can use. But make no mistake about it, without GPS, without Patriot missiles, without long-range artillery systems in the form of the HIMARS or the ATACMS, which we previously gave and said that we would support them as they attack the infrastructure behind the lines for the Russians, their ammo depots and things like that, this war is going to get more difficult for the Ukrainians. They're talking to the Europeans. The Europeans are seeing that America is no longer a reliable ally, but yet Ukraine is an existential threat not only for this country, but for the continent. So they're stepping up. I don't think that was Trump's intent, but the result of it is the Europeans are saying, we've got to do this now. And what Trump may have done inadvertently is make America you know, I don't want to say insignificant, but that America can no longer be relied upon. So, all right, America, if you want to depart the security alliance that we've had for over 80 years, which has kept, you know, peace and security on the European continent, if you want to go, go. But know that we will not just, you know, acquiesce, and we're going to, we will step up in turn. And that diminishes America's ability to affect influence. Like so many things that he does, he didn't see the next step, and he anticipated that Ukraine and Europe would bend the knee, and both Ukraine and Europe are saying, we hate to see you go, but you're not indispensable, and all you're doing is isolating yourself, which is a sad thing to see as an American who loves both sides of the Atlantic.
As, you know, the last time we talked, you suggested, or at least what I took away from it, maybe I misunderstood, was that it would, is that Europe just does not have the capacity right now to provide the weaponry at the scale that Ukraine needs, that it would take most European countries some time, you know, months, years, to build the defense infrastructure necessary to do that. It sounds like you just said the opposite of that. What am I missing?
Well, no, yeah, no. The intent is there. The capacity is still going to take some time to ramp up. What I am referring to when they say to America, you know, we hate to see you go, but we will because it's in our existential interest that we will have to now, not relying on America, ramp up our own defense systems. Which is doing exactly what the Kremlin wants to do. They want to see this division between the USA and Europe.
Well, last night, Trump said that the EU was just created to hurt America. I mean, that's been a Putin talking point for decades.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, you know, look, the other thing that has happened, I'll finish my thought just quickly, is the fact that the intent is there, the capability is not.
Yeah.
Europe is intending to change that. And domestically, internally, within Ukraine, they're also intending to step up where, you know, America is now leaving a gap or a vacuum. So there's that. They can't stop fighting. And Trump's decision to do this, as you mentioned, kind of plays exactly into Russia's desires. About 15 years ago, give or take, Alexander Dugin, who I don't want to give too much credence to, but if you're not aware of who he is, he's kind of this
philosopher king of Russia, exactly.
And he's part of a movement that happened after the fall of the Soviet Union, but not to get too deep into the weeds. But about 15 years ago, he writes a treatise in which he says what we need to do in Russia is we can't break the Anglo-American alliance because of the special relationship. So what we need to do is shear off Britain from Europe, and they can stay with America, but we shear off Britain from Europe. And then once that is done, we shear off the Anglo-American alliance from the rest of Europe and the European Union.
Sounds like they're following a script. I mean, that was Brexit.
Almost exactly what has happened. We had Brexit. Now we are having the division between Europe and America.
Amazing.
And it is the design of the Kremlin. And we better wake up.
This is absolutely the Tom Hartman Program.
Phil Ittner, check out his podcast, On the Edge. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by today. It's always great having you with us.
Always good.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
The echoes of history call our name. A world divided, a deadly game. From Kiev streets to the western shore. Freedom's cry, we can't ignore. But we stand and hold the line against the shadows, dark design. Their fight for justice is not alone. The fight for Ukraine's future is our own. Rise up, for liberty's flame. The cost is high, but we'll shoulder the blame. Against the throne, the fight for Ukraine's future is our own. Putin's forces wage their war.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour, and Trump's Washington, a Moscow-like chill takes hold, is the headline over on New York Times. So, by Moscow-like, what they're talking about is how, well, but it actually, they start out with this story about something that happened 25 years later, 25 years ago. This was Yelena Tregubova, who was pushed out of the Kremlin press pool by Vladimir Putin 25 years ago. And that was the beginning. Putin didn't like the fact that she was asking him tough questions. He got her kicked out of the press pool. Pretty soon, all the people in the press pool got the message, be nice to Putin. Only ask him questions that he wants you to ask him. Don't ask any hard questions. And he tamed the press pool. Well, this is exactly what Trump is doing right now, starting with kicking out the Associated Press. And, you know, what they're noticing, and Lawrence O'Donnell talked about this last night on his program on MSNBC, what they're noticing is that the press pool now that is covering the president has become completely compliant. You know, Elon Musk last night lied through his teeth about the Ebola program, said, oh, yeah, we started it right back up. No, it's still down. And this is common knowledge. Nobody in the press said, but, sir, you're lying. Trump said, we've sent $350 billion in aid to Ukraine, and Europe has only sent $100 billion. It's a complete lie. Europe has sent like $140 billion. We've only spent like $115 billion. And Europe isn't getting their money back, as Trump keeps saying. I mean, these guys just, they lied their way through. There was literally every single answer Donald Trump gave last night to a press question contained a lie. Literally every one, according to Lawrence O'Donnell last night at MSNBC, and he had done his homework on this. And yet, the press did not point out one single lie in real time. Now, you can bet if Joe Biden had done that, they'd be all over it. They'd be, but Mr. Biden, you didn't say that. That's not, you know, but no, he has terrified the press as much as he has terrified the Republican politicians. The Republican politicians are afraid of his $500 million war chest that he will use to destroy any Republican in a primary election. And the press are afraid of his, you know, being banned into, you know, being banished to outer Mongolia. I mean, if you're a White House reporter and you can't get into the White House, you may well lose your job. I mean, your employer's going to look at you and say, you know, why am I paying this guy to be a White House reporter when he or she can't even get into the White House? And then, you know, you compound that by the Washington Post, you know, democracy dies in broad daylight here. Just going hardcore right wing. And it's like, you know, this is, I think the headline is right. A Moscow-like chill is taking hold of Washington, D.C. Trump is following Putin's playbook. No doubt about it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what say you? Victoria Jones is going to drop by on the other side of the break for a quick hit about Keir Starmer visiting Trump right now. And then back to you, folks.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver. And at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Applying the brakes to the Trump-Musk mass firings of federal probationary workers. A federal judge in San Francisco, he says that the actions are likely unlawful, granting a temporary stop to a coalition of labor unions and others who sued. More on the police investigation into the discovery of the bodies of Gene Hackman and his wife at their home in New Mexico. ABC's Alex Stone.
There was no gas in there, but because it appears that they had been dead for a very long time, it could have been weeks, it could have been months, that with that front door open, that then the gas could have gone out the front door. The one dog died in the kennel. There were two other dogs, but they were free, coming and going from a doggy door.
President Trump meets at the White House Friday with Ukrainian President Zelensky. They're expected to sign a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources. Attorney General Pamela Bondi announcing 29 wanted people from Mexico have been taken into U.S. custody. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away at the age of 95. If you haven't already heard, Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classically trained pianist, and the couple's dog were found in their New Mexico home. Authorities say they had been dead for a while. Hackman was the star of films like The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, The Conversation, and Hoosiers. The late great Hackman moved to Pasadena, California in 1952 after he got out of the Marines and met Dustin Hoffman at the Pasadena Playhouse, where both were voted least likely to succeed. Seems like a pretty cruel award to give to another adult. Despite not having leading man looks, Hackman says he never cared about that and just wanted to act in any capacity. Hackman retired from acting in 2004 and moved to New Mexico, where he became involved in the arts community and wrote books. Gene Hackman is quite often referred to as the greatest American actor. He won Oscars for his role in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Gene Hackman was 95. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of the attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds here in the overnight with some rain and snow showers around. Upper 20s at daybreak. Winds will be gusty out of the south, but that direction shifts to the north on Friday. A wintry mix of sprinkles and flurries and falling temperatures. Currently 35 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This weekend, we ask the question, where is the GOP? And we ask it to former RNC chairman Michael Steele.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We'll notice your improved health or you get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's 20% off your first order. Just get over to fieldofgreens.com. Look at all the different flavors they have for these powdered fruit and vegetable drinks. They're just delicious. And just use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com to get you 20% off your first order.
He points and lays the blame. Says the press is out to get him, playing a rigged game. Fake news, they twist the facts. They're enemies of me. But silencing the truth is how you kill democracy. Donald Trump is crushing.
On the line with us is our old buddy Victoria Jones, the chief Washington analyst. I mean, longtime buddy. Excuse me, Victoria. Chief Washington analyst with the D.C. radio company. Victoria Jones, D.C. is her Twitter handle. Victoria, welcome back to the program. Tell me about what's going on with the Prime Minister of Great Britain visiting the president right now.
Well, he's here. He may well be having lunch, even as we speak. They've already met briefly with reporters in the Oval Office, and then they went into a private meeting. Donald Trump was thrilled, very excited, because one of the first things Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, did was to hand him a personal invitation from King Charles III for a second state visit, which Starmer said was unprecedented, which, of course, is the kind of language that Trump likes. Trump promptly accepted. He loves state visits to the UK. He loves the royal family. He loves gold carriages.
I can imagine why. That's great. Keir Starmer is more or less like a Democrat, isn't he, in the UK? I mean, he's on the left.
Yes, he's on the left. He's like center left. I mean, there are all left people there, but he is definitely left wing. Yeah. One of the things Trump admires about him, and they have talked before, is that Starmer won a very impressive election victory last summer. Mm-hmm. And Trump admires big wins. So he admires that about him.
Yeah.
He may not admire so much Starmer's stolid kind of persona. You know, he's not a fawning type of guy. You're probably not going to see as much touchy-feely stuff as you did with Emmanuel Macron earlier this week.
Right.
But Starmer, you know, he was the former director of public prosecutions in the UK, which is the top lawyer responsible for deciding what gets prosecuted in the entire country. He's a very, very experienced trial lawyer. So he does know how to handle people.
Well, that's great news, because this guy needs some handling. It seems to me, Victoria, that both Starmer and Macron going to D.C. just before this meeting tomorrow with President Zelensky is set up for the meeting with Zelensky, that they're basically trying to deprogram Trump. I mean, Trump is been literally quoting Putin's talking points. The EU was created to harm America. You know, Zelensky is a dictator. Ukraine isn't a real country, and they started the Ukraine started the war. I mean, these things are utter and complete lies, but Trump appears to believe them, and it appears that Putin is the person who put them in his head. Do you think that Macron and Starmer are going to have any success in breaking through the BS?
I'm not sure, because with Trump, it does appear to be the last person who's spoken to him. And there are plenty of people in his administration close to him who are also going to echo Putin's talking points. But people who know Starmer and who know his style are saying that what he might try to do is to somehow get across to Trump, and so much of this meeting is about how he handles Trump, is to get across to Trump, for example, that making a deal with Putin and ignoring Ukraine and the EU, which he's really trashed, is really making Putin look strong and making Trump look weak, which he doesn't like. Yeah, and other things, you know, like in terms of making Putin looks strong, that makes Trump look weak, and that he could lose his place in history if he does this kind of thing.
Very, very good. And finally, you know, the really important stuff that's going on here, you know, how's Larry the Cat doing with the new prime minister?
He seems to be doing okay. There were a lot of questions about it because, as far as we knew, Starmer was not a big cat guy, which actually, you know, would make you question your vote for him, honestly. But Larry, well, he seems to have settled into Larry's house. Let's put it that way. Larry is there. Larry hasn't had any bang-up fights recently. You know, he's a big fighter with other cats in the neighborhood, including Palmerston, who is the cat from the Foreign Office next door, where he's had terrible fights, where he's lost his collar and Palmerston got a torn ear. But Larry, you know, Larry was bought in to be a mouser, and he's completely failed in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He's not a good mouser. He's a good sleeper.
Are they going to get a Larry replacement or an adjunct, a Larry assistant cat?
No.
No. Okay.
Larry's Larry, and his it's really worth following him on Twitter, and I've gone blank on his Twitter handle, but his nobody knows who does his Twitter account, but it's a parody, and he's rude about every single prime minister.
I've seen those. You know, it's been a while, but cause I don't even go to Twitter anymore, but or X, but that's fascinating. So, Victoria, thank you so much for sharing all your insights on this. And last question, any idea when this royal visit might happen if Trump goes to the UK?
We haven't heard yet, but I would expect they're going to wait for the weather to get better in the UK.
Yeah, that would make sense. You know, pomp and ceremony outdoors is something that Trump's a big fan of. Victoria, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for dropping by. Great talking with you. All right, let's pick up some phone calls here and see what's on your mind. Jason, and I should just add, Victoria Jones DC over on Twitter is Victoria's Twitter handle. Jason in Sinsbury, Connecticut. Hey, Jason, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I've been showing up to some of the protests, as many as I could attend, and I'm just wanting to let you know I'm having success with my signs using obscenities and humor.
Okay.
And there's a baseball movie 20 years ago, Bull Durham. And the main character goes up to the umpire and says one word that immediately triggers his ejection from the game. And everybody in baseball knows that if you ever say this to the umpire, you're going to get ejected. We kind of need to get that through to our politicians. And I think Jasmine Crockett kind of did it yesterday. And we just kind of need more of that, just the power of the words and the power of the people. Because we need to get 3.5% of people, I can't remember who did the study, 3.5% of the people attending the protest in order for it to get noticed.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Leads me to my question. What was the tone of the people of the United States in the following days following Kent State?
Oh, people were freaked out. I mean, Kent State was a big deal, and it shocked the nation. It certainly shocked the campuses, and it energized the anti-war movement. And I would say it was the death knell for LBJ's ongoing political ambitions. He wanted to run for re-election,
But he, you know, his own party reached out to him and said, no, you're not going to do that. And that's why you had Hubert Humphrey in 64. Or in 68, or whichever year it was. Yeah. I had to go back and look. I think that if Trump starts using live ammunition against protesters, I mean, we really haven't seen protests anything close to what you were seeing in the 60s yet.
I agree. We haven't seen anything since the Women's March.
That's right. And that was more of a, you know, hey, we're going to make a proclamation rather than this is an ongoing movement. But I think that a movement is developing. And I think that it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. We'll see. But Jason, thanks for the call. We'll be right back. It's coming up on 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in just a second. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Earl Ingram.
Dr. Omar, we sometimes think I'm going to lose weight. I'm at the gym 3-4 times a week. And then 2 months down the road, they see that they've lost 3 pounds.
Think of the 4 main things to help us balance. How I sleep, how I eat, how I live, and my relationships. Don't shy away from seeking therapy. We need to seek that support to keep our health goals going.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for Songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Once upon a time, they owned the stage. FDR's fireside chats lit the page. JFK smiled, he knew the score. His charm and vision opened the door. But the years rolled on and the game has changed. Media's a weapon, the rules rearranged. Trump's on TikTok, they're stuck in the past. Schumer's speeches, a snooze that won't last. The Democrats, fatal flaw. They don't see the writing on the wall. The battle's online where the clicks all roar, but they fight like it's still 64. Where's the spark? Where's
Welcome
the soul?
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I was just looking through the internet and, you know, looking for like the GDP of Russia, and apparently they estimate that their GDP is about 4%. So the sanctions and the embargo is not working as well as I guess it was planned.
You mean the GDP is up 4% year over year?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, that may reflect the war economy. I mean, wartime economies tend to goose GDP substantially. It certainly happened here in the 40s.
Yep. And then also they're selling a lot of oil and gas to China and India.
Yep.
You know, so I don't know, you know, what really that matters in that. You know, I think their economy is probably a mess anyway. It was probably a mess beforehand. You know, and but yeah, the I mean, just you know, Trump is really destroying our alliances with the Europeans, and this is going to you know have such a you know it's really going to damage our reputation around the world, and I think that what's going to happen with you know, cutting off USAID is that China will step in and take on some of these costs.
They've already picked up one country. Forgive me, I forget which one it is. But already we've had one country officially say, okay, no more USAID, we're going to go with China.
Yeah.
There's going to be 20 or 30 more.
Right, and they're putting infrastructure in, and so we're going to be left in the, you know, a very alone, a big banana republic, basically.
Yeah. Trump is damaging the United States. He's damaging our influence. He's damaging our power. And he's doing it because, I believe, because Vladimir Putin told him to and told him how to do it. He is running Putin's playbook for America.
Yeah. I have some knowledge, but I can't really say because it can't be verified. I talked it over with your screener, but apparently somebody told me who is part of the Russian-American community that Putin was part of the delegation in New York, you know, to the United Nations. He was in the consulate and knew Trump from their association with a really seedy but very powerful club called Le Club, not very imaginative, but anyway, all the mafios and other people used to go there. Huh. I know that's just speculation. I hope I'm not going to get anybody in trouble.
No, that's fair. You can speculate as long as it's clearly identified as such. Or the, you know.
Yeah. But it makes sense in a way. I mean, he did, like, even the last time, he just seemed to fawn over Putin.
Yeah,
he's either
afraid of Putin or he's in love with Putin. I don't see anything other than one of those two things, or maybe both. I mean, you know, sometimes these strong men are actually very submissive men deep down inside, and he's, you know.
Well, you know, they learn from each other, and, you know, it's been going on for quite a while, except that it's not been given the power now, you know, with a lot of people voting for him. And it really, you know, irritates me that these so-called Christians vote for a person who had such crap, you know, such horrible, connections with some of the worst people. I grew up in New York, some of the worst crime families, and also that's who built Trump Tower.
Yep.
Was a, mafia.
Genovese family concrete, wasn't it?
Yep, and then also the union was corrupted.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned you read from a book about the FBI and Hoover. Well, I think that there was a direct connection between the mafia and Hoover, and he really allowed it to grow to the point where the Kennedy brothers, they wanted to go after it. I think that led to their demise, really, and it makes so much sense to me, considering. But they ran everything. They corrupted everything. People paid for that. We paid when you lived there, you know, if you had a business, you had to pay. Literally, this happened to people I know. You had to pay them protection money. And you couldn't go to anybody because the police were also on the tape.
You're talking the New York mob.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, that's why that New York City went bankrupt, too. It was a good portion of it was because of that. So, anyway, I just wanted to, you know, bring that, you know, out. And it's beyond me that the media did such a poor job in, you know, not bringing that history. I know you've had David K. Johnston on your show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's done several great books. Amy Goodman, you know, interviewed him I don't know how many times. And yet it fell on deaf ears.
And Craig Unger's book, American Compromat, too, you know, in which he lays out, Trump's first early associations with the KGB and all that sort of thing. John, thanks for the call. I'm out of time here. Always good talking to you. We're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, is the flu shot next year being canceled? Weird stuff going on over at Bob Kennedy's place. And crazy alert, now I think we have some solid evidence that Trump is actually running Fox News. Perhaps metaphorically, but I'll tell you all about that after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge puts a stop to the Trump-Musk mass firings, at least for now, granting a temporary restraining order to a coalition of labor unions and others who sued. The U.S. District Judge in San Francisco says the canning of federal probationary employees is likely unlawful. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Republicans should look at Elon Musk's federal contracts if they want to get serious about saving money. A search warrant reveals new information about the death of legendary Hollywood actor Gene Hackman and his wife and their dog, ABC's Mola Lange, in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Police say there were no signs of a natural gas leak, no carbon monoxide detected, but they add that it's possible the gas could have dissipated in the time between their deaths and when authorities arrived on scene.
According to New Jersey officials, the spread of measles in the state involves three members of the same family. This is ABC News.